Joining us on the line is Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management, helping us kind of sort through these uncertain financial times for so many people. Tony, thanks for joining us again. Yesterday, another day of gains on Wall Street. I mean, the biggest three-day rally since the 30s is what I've seen. On the same day where we set a record, I mean, and record is maybe even an understatement, of jobless claims. How do the two happen on the same day?
Good point. And I think people need to understand that markets do not report on what's happening. Markets look through what's happening and look out further. So really, I think what the market is saying is that I got it that, you know, unemployment went up by 12x, you know, compared to the prior month. However, the government is releasing a combination of fiscal stimulus, which is spending, and monetary stimulus, which is money from the Fed, that is equaling about $6 trillion in total. And from an economic standpoint, that's sort of our version of the A-bomb. Okay, so when it sees that amount of stimulus coming into the economy, you know, it sees that corporate earnings are going to get some support. It sees that the consumer, which is 70% of the economy, is going to be getting some very significant support. You know, it views it in a favorable light and moves up. It's about it.
Is it sustainable what we're seeing in the markets right now? I mentioned best week since the 30s. That's the track we're on for right now.
Yeah, I think it should creep people out when they keep hearing comparisons to the 1930s, which was the Great Depression. But in fact, that's what's happening. I think, you know, what's happened, you're seeing incredibly violent moves in the market on a daily basis. You know, we're getting moves of, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10% on a daily basis, which is just incredible. And, you know, excuse me, the fact of the matter is you get 3 days up, the market's up 20%. You know, people need to understand, if you go back to 2008, which was truly an ugly time, I think in December of 2008, the market did rally about 20%, you know, which just happened over the past 3 days. And subsequently, the market sank down to new lows in March of 2009. So the fact that I think we had just sustained selling, you know, up to this point, I don't think we had two consecutive up days since February 5th and 6th. So we had the sustained selling pressure. And I think it got to such a point that it began to snap back. And really, that's what we've seen over the past 3 days. My sense, you know, is that, you know, what we saw was really a relief rally. And typically, you know, the vast majority of times you get a relief rally, you are going to retest the lows, you know, which we had maybe 4 days ago. So I don't think this is the, you know, the beginning of the end. It's more of a technical rally. And, you know, in all likelihood, we are going to retest those lows that we've seen at some point in the future.
Is there any, so these numbers that we saw, these jobless numbers, didn't appear to have a huge impact, at least on the day. What are maybe numbers you're going to be watching for in the future that will be released? Maybe they're from the Labor Department, maybe they're coronavirus-related numbers that will have a big impact on the markets.
Well, there's no doubt that the most significant number that the market is going to be looking at is the coronavirus numbers. The market needs to understand when we're seeing a peak in this. They need to see whether the measures that are being taken are beginning to blunt that curve and are beginning to back down. So that's why it's sort of a unique economic situation, because the medical end of things is really driving the economics. So, you know, my sense is that once, you know, the market bottoms out after the COVID-19 weakness, as after it hits its limits and is backing down, I think the rebound could be extraordinary with the level of fiscal stimulus we've got and monetary stimulus. But at this point, until those numbers begin to stop climbing. And let's face it, right now we've got more cases in the United States than we've had in China. And I think that's really the one metric the market's going to want to see.
Tony, thank you again for the time. That's Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management talking about the numbers that we saw yesterday. Don't seem to make sense to people unless you are someone who studies this stuff in depth.